I'd have to say the mood of the room was actually sort of flat last night. It was a little surprising. We know the mayor is great at giving speeches, but the whole mood just felt a little flat, not quite as exciting as maybe in previous years. And that may have been in part because people really, they kind of knew what they were going to get out of the speech.
Now, there was an article that came out in the Los Angeles Times today, which asserted that the mayor's legacy is hinging on the extension of Measure R, which is also interpreted or understood as an extension of the halfpenny tax. Do you agree with that? Do you think that the mayor's legacy really hinges on this?
I think that the transportation aspect of what the mayor's done is a huge part of his legacy. I would add to that that probably also education is part of that, and that was the focus of his speech last year. Because a lot of what he's done with education and with transportation is sort of lay out the groundwork, try to do things now, even though you won't necessarily see the results until many years, if not decades, down the line. But I would agree with the idea that transportation is a huge part of his legacy, and I think he recognizes that, and that's why it was the focus of his speech last night.
When Measure R passed in 2008, it passed by a two-thirds majority, and that paved the way for a projected $40 billion to be injected over 30 years into Los Angeles' transportation infrastructure. For the mayor's extension of Measure R, he would also need a two-thirds majority. But that doesn't seem to be the opinion of Angelenos anymore. There was a recent poll that came out, I'm sure you know, that said around only 50% of Angelenos are into this.
That's right. So I think you're referring to the poll that came out from the Center for the Study of Los Angeles out of Loyola Marymount University. And right, it found that at this point, about 54% of Angelenos support extending this tax, which everybody already pays, the half-cent sales tax. I think it's probably not too bad for the mayor at this point that they don't have that two-thirds threshold. That is quite a number to hit. To start with, basically no publicity or really any details about the proposal and still have more than half the voters say that they'll support it, I don't think that's such a bad position to be starting out in.
On KPCC this morning, the mayor came out and said that he would be cutting, and I quote, hundreds of government jobs. Now, I was wondering, did he mention that in his State of the City address last night?
He did not, and he really did not touch on the budget at all, which I think may have played into the sort of flat mood of the room. The mayor is releasing his budget tomorrow afternoon, and that's something that people are really looking forward to because he has mentioned that there will be a large number of layoffs, that at this point, without additional revenue, the city cannot continue to provide the sorts of services that they do to residents of the city. And so people are very concerned about where are we going to find extra money, what's going to be cut, what's going to be happening to the job.
So you think it's safe to say that he purposefully left that out of his speech last night?
It probably was. He was really trying to go for an optimistic speech last night. The speech started off with a video that focused on his accomplishments since he first got into office back in 2005. And I think bringing up layoffs and bringing up the huge deficit that the city is looking at next year, it didn't really fit with that theme of optimism.